What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 49 of Beyond Every Toyo. This is one of your hosts, Eduardo Pineda.
Xavier Puente.
Man, this has been a long and weird week.
It has been, man.
No.
Like, the headlines
in the media.
In the media.
It's been crazy.
Especially, I mean, let's just talk about it right off the bat. The Pokemon thing.
Yeah. Man,
like,
that was crazy.
If you guys don't know anything about it, well, I'll let Eduardo explain.
So this year's, like I said, since last year, I've been saying that this 25th anniversary Pokemon thing craze was going to get even worse. So, I guess I don't know if you want to say it's going to get worse as far as it's going to gain more popularity for sure. Mm-hmm. But it is also getting worse because there isn't enough supply at the moment. So, what happens when McDonald's takes out their 25th anniversary promotional cards was that people tried to take it. Well, some people did take advantage of the situation, and they went the day before the promotion started and started asking if they could buy the cards. So the chain, like the restaurants, were saying yes, so they were selling them for individual packs, just the packs by themselves.
Yeah, you didn't have to buy.
You didn't have to buy the Happy Meals. You could just buy them, and I believe they were like $1.70 or something with the taxes and stuff.
Oh.
Okay. So you would be able to get, if they limited, then you would be able to get a limit, right?
Yeah.
And if you didn't, then you bought the whole box, which is what some people did.
And in the beginning, there was no like, or you can only buy a certain amount.
In some places, no, because some people just went in randomly, you know, and the stores, they don't know nothing about this.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not like the average person doesn't know about the Pokemon craze, but this is going to bring more people into the hobby. I can guarantee you that this is going to bring more people just because a lot of more people saw that Pokemon was trending, you know, as far as like the Happy Meal and stuff. Like, why is there a long line? Then seeing the Pikachu boxes or whatever, you know, just random people are gonna start getting pulled in. To even my brother just recently texted me. He said, "When are you going to the swap meet the next time? Cause I want to go look for some Pokemon cards." I was like, "What the fuck? I've been telling you since last year, and you're not listening. And now you want to get into it?" So, you know, like, it's gonna definitely bring a lot of things to the hobby, but. As far as the whole situation that got dismantled was people were blaming resellers, scalpers, whatever you want to call them, or
whatever label you want
to put on it. They were buying the entire box, you know, or boxes, depending on how much each restaurant had, which was probably, I don't know, maybe like 5 boxes. So if And they each came with 150 in each case. So people were buying probably multiples in some states. I don't know. Some people, maybe I even saw employees selling the product, you know?
Oh, God. Yeah. I saw that post that somebody put where somebody had like.
It was on Mercari.
Yeah.
I put it, bro. I was the one that put it. So, you know, like. People took advantage of the situation, and people are going to get mad, of course, but there's nothing that you can really do about it, but do your own part, you know, of trying to, if you're trying to collect the cards and stuff, don't get frustrated over the scalpers, because scalpers are always going to be scalpers. You're not going to be able to change that, you know, so try to focus on the stuff that actually makes you happy, which is the collecting part, and try to, you know, if you had the money, maybe you would put yourself in that situation. Maybe you would have bought those 150. You know, I don't know. It just depends. But if you're doing it to help out people, then that would be the best case scenario. But unfortunately, most of the people are selfish and they just want to make the quick buck, you know?
I think it's too, like, your conscience, too. I mean, that's what probably, like, fuels your anger, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't come out and say that you're a scalper or that you resell, but you do on the down low. And then when somebody says, "Oh, they're a scalper," then
you get offended.
Yeah, you get offended, you know. But, you know, if you're just a normal person that, you know, because me myself, I went out and got a couple. I just wanted to see what, you know, what was going on. And, I mean, I'm not going to get offended if somebody says, "Oh, you're buying like multiples." Like, no, I'm not. I just want to see what. You know, what the hell on it. Either way, like, nobody's going to believe you anyway. Yeah. If you try to even try to explain yourself to you, if they say, oh, I'm just trying to, you know, get the set or whatever, there's another guy that's going to come out and say, oh, no, you're not. You're going to resell them. And, you know, there's no way, you just want it just for yourself. And then, you know, the reality is like, you know what? You believe what you want to believe, you know. But I think it's that person that has that conscience that, you know, they're...
And another thing that they were bringing up was that they were taking away the opportunity for children to get their hands on these cards, you know. But in reality, and I'm hoping I'm right, they usually, with those promotions, they have so much abundance of it. You know, they make so much because they want to have enough throughout the whole promotion.
Yeah.
So so now after that day, they enforced the, you can only buy it through the Happy Meal, and some places were, or you could, there was no limit, and some places were limiting it to 20 Happy Meals per transaction or whatever. But there was people who were buying like 100 Happy Meals, and maybe it was the same people who bought the boxes, you know, I don't know. So there's gonna be a lot of these cards, so I would just wait and hopefully the prices come a little bit down.
Yeah, that day that you had told me about it, that the promotion was going on before it was actually supposed to come out, I went over and I checked it out, and I guess the one that I went to got burned out by people who were actually like just asking for the cards, and the cards, they weren't actually buying the meal.
Yeah.
So by the time I went over there, you couldn't buy just the card. You have to buy the Happy Meal. And when I went, it was just a regular box also, you know. So it was just the following day when I went to a different, whenever they had the Pikachu box. And I think I called you when it happened, that the guy in front of me ordered 150 meals, Happy Meals.
Yeah, you told me this over the phone.
Yeah. And when I first went into that one, it was the one off of Palomar. But when I went there, dude, they were going crazy because they had like an order of 30 of them.
Yeah.
You know, and they were trying to fill up all the boxes, you know, and they were like, all the ladies, like, it was like all hands on deck kind of thing. They were all like running around. But not only did they have to fill that order, there was still people walking in and they have to fill those orders too. So while we were there, while we were standing there, the guy in the drive thru, he ordered 150 meals.
Damn.
And I was like, jeez.
So you guys heard it from Javier, he witnessed it himself. For those of you that are in question of whether or not it was actually happening, it did happen. Because, and I also saw, like, personally, but they had a limit of 20, but I saw multiple trends. I've seen maybe, it's been, what is today? Today is the 9, 10, 12. I think it's like the 12th. So it's been like 3 or 4 days since the promotion started.
Yeah.
And I've seen at least 6 transactions of 20, just 20, because usually the ones that I've gone to, they have a limit of 20. But I've seen, and this is on 2 or 3 runs of going. So, I mean, it shows you that there is a demand for them, but I think there's just going to be a bigger supply. And initially, right now, since they were in some locations, like, running out of the product. But I think they're gonna get a fair amount, and they're... I wish that they would have just done like something like, well, you can buy the Happy Meal and get the card, but then if you want more, you can buy like 3 or 4, maybe 5 at most, right. You know? But
just to see if you can...
Yeah, because there are 25 card, like 50 different cards in there. Well, 25 different cards, but they're each like come in regular form, and then they come in holo form. Mm-hmm. So the same 25 that are in holo form are also in non-holo form. You get 3 non-holos and 1 holo in the pack. So 50 cards total. You're going to need to buy multiples. But what are you going to do with all that food too? You know, I mean, I gave some to a homeless guy that is always like around my place. Because I feel like the majority of the people don't have enough money to buy like 25 Happy Meals and see if they get the 25 different cards, you know. And at that point, you're still gonna have to probably buy more, because you're not gonna get them all. It's just, you're going to get repeats.
I think what was happening is, like, you know, McDonald's knew that they were losing out money.
Yeah.
They'd rather sell you the whole meal than just the regular card, because it's going to happen that people are going to be coming just for the, you know, so they have to fulfill the you know, I'm pretty sure they had to fulfill their end of,
that's,
you know,
the whole point of them getting the promotion.
Exactly, you know? Like, to sell their meals.
To sell their meals and to profit at least a good portion, you know,
yep,
from them. So,
but, you know, I want you guys, your listeners, our listeners, our family, our, you know, me, Eduardo, Ben, we're all biased. We're not for or against whatever you want to do with, you know, you know, if you want to go out there and buy it for yourself, or if you want to go and buy it for...
To resell,
to each his own, you know. Eduardo himself has a daughter, you know. He says that, you know, the extra cards he's going to give to his daughter, or, you know, he says he's going to be trading them also, you know. But, you know, I haven't
sold one, bro. Yet.
Yeah. You're not going to get an argument from us, because we're going to be biased. We're to each his own. Whoever wants to do whatever they want to do with what.
I know. In the collector showroom recently, there's been a lot of debate on, as far as, like, or not a debate. I guess if you want to call it an attack, or if you want to say signaling of scalpers, which is true, you know. But we're just, to be honest, what we are about is we don't care about people doing it. You know, we just don't want it to be inside our community. You know, we want to keep it to the lowest amount that we can, because I feel like the majority of the collectors here, at least in, from my opinion and myself, I don't have a lot of money to be spending. You know, I've said this before, you know, I'm not the richest person, so I have a budget. What do I want to do? I want to spend it on stuff that is going to bring me joy. And for the cheapest price possible. I'm pretty sure that most of the San Diego toy community is probably in my same situation. So why not help each other out instead of, you know, taking away from somebody's happiness? You know, because at the end of the day, the person is going to feel cheated. You know?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's your conscience, you know, what, you know, how you feel inside of me. You know, if you feel you're a scalper, well, you know,
there's nothing wrong with it, but if you're gonna say that you're a collector and you're a scalper, then maybe it doesn't make sense, you know. Maybe you should redefine, and maybe a lot of people are scared of the judgment they will receive, but I mean, if you're a scalper, you're a scalper, you know. There's nothing else to be said, and there's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, just don't expect people to, you know, like, be helping you out, or, you know, whatever it is, you know. If you're doing your own thing and you want to profit that way, that's cool. I don't care, to be honest. I'm just saying, like, it would be more fun if you actually helped each other out and people actually, like, appreciate it, you know. There's gonna be times, of course, there's gonna be times where you're gonna meet people that are not gonna be willing to help you, you know. Or there's gonna be times where somebody supposedly is helping you and then they cheat you, you know. That's gonna happen. But if you're as honest as you can be, I can guarantee you that a lot of people are not gonna cheat you. And the people who have cheated you, you always have the option of just moving them aside and not talking to them and not dealing with them, you know. So, you know, we're all grown men here. I assume that most of us want to do it for fun. Why not have fun? And I can guarantee you that if you were to talk with those people that you think that you have, that you differ views with, you guys probably have more in common than what you guys don't agree with, you know? Like, there's going to be more things that you guys can relate to each other than what you guys disagree upon, you know? So I just hope that people can be as harmonious as they can in this, like, community, because it's only going to make the ride better, you know? It's only going to make your experiences better, yeah. You know, as far as collecting, which in my opinion should be done for fun, You know, some people think it should be done for money, and all they care about is the money, and that's cool. If that's what you define as fun for you, and then that's cool, you know. But for me, it's better to, you know, help each other out and grow together and try to do something to help each other out to get the stuff that maybe you won't be able to get because you're working or doing some other stuff, you know. You don't have time because of your family. We all have different schedules, you know. So that is our main goal with this page and all the situation that happened with the McDonald's. I don't know what else you want to talk about.
So enough of the, not really negative, because it's just, you know, we're just putting it out there, you know. But, you know, on a lighter note and to talk about something different, you wanted to talk about Cobra Kai, right? The third season ended on
Some epic stuff as well, if I'm not mistaken.
So you liked it?
I enjoy it more than I thought I would. Like, if you would have told me in 2019 or like 2020, like early 2020, that I should watch Cobra Kai and that Cobra Kai was gonna be fucking dope, I wouldn't have believed you, you know. But luckily I had the time, and now when I can, if I don't have to do nothing early in the morning, by early in the morning I mean like between like 6:30 and 8, which is usually when my lady and my daughter wake up, I have that time. I usually get up and do some exercise or something, push-ups or whatever it is that I can do without making too much noise, and I'll grab my iPad and I'll watch like something. So that's how I was able to watch The Mandalorian, and that's how I was able to watch Cobra Kai. So, and they're short episodes, you know, they're not like hour long, they're about 30 to 45 minutes at most, you know. Yeah. So,
but they're enough to keep you
entertained, yeah, you know,
wanting to see the next one and the next one.
And I'll just space it out, you know. If I can't watch, if it takes me a week to watch the next episode, I don't think about it. You know, sometimes I do wish I could watch it, but if I just don't have the time, then I'll just, whenever I have the time, you know. But it's been cool because they keep bringing back characters.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the good thing that my youngest son is the one that's super into the Cobra Kai, you know, series. But it was a good thing that my son was able to see, like, the older series or the older movies to know, like, all these surprise, you know, returns or, you know, people that were coming back, you know. So when he saw him again, or if he really didn't recognize him, we can tell him, oh, you remember, it was this guy. And he's like, oh, and then he would see him.
And I think that's cool because it brings, it truly is like a family show.
Yeah.
You know, like now with that, it's become into a bigger thing, because now that you're a parent, and how many other parents do you think are in the same situation that you are with your kid? You know, their kid is now invested into watching Cobra Kai because it's a cool show. And they went back and they watched the original, which always has a spot in the parents who actually watched it, you know. Yeah. So if the parent watched it, now you guys have an excuse to watch the show together, and it's gonna bring your family even closer, you know. So that's what I like, my main takeaway from that show. I appreciate that they put so much work into doing a good job about it, you know, like bringing up the characters' backstories too. Like,
that was one of the good things about the
El Sensei Chris.
Yeah, that, you know, we were able to see, you know, his backstory, and that, you know, that was something good that they added to the series instead of just it all be, you know, what's his name, LaRusso
and Johnny,
you know. So like a lot of the very beginning was a lot of the backstory of Chris, you know. So it was good to find out, you know,
how he became Chris, you know, the person that he became,
like the
in the movies.
Yeah, like the stuff that he holds, like, you know, where he came from, you know, and so it was cool.
So that was like, it was crazy. Like, and it even hints the origins of why the dojo is called Cobra Kai,
Yeah. You know? If you guys haven't seen it, you know, sorry, but we're going to be giving spoilers, you know. we'll give you that little spoiler alert, but, you know, if you haven't seen the series, you know.
There's been enough time. If I've watched it, then there's been enough time. There's been enough time.
But still, you're going to get that one person like, oh, I didn't get to see it or something like that. But, you know, it is what it is. Like
that scene where it comes from the origins of the name of Cobra Kai, where he goes into the military and all the time he had met this girl before leaving the military. So he really wanted to come back. Like, that was his main thing. He just wanted to serve his time and get back with his girl, you know? And something happens to the girl, but he doesn't know until they're put into a situation where they were gonna go and do this mission. It was him and three other guys, one of them being like a sergeant or like some major top general and shit. And they get ambushed and they get caught. So they all get taken to, I think it was in Vietnam War.
Yeah.
They all get taken to like this little camp of the Vietnamese camps and stuff for their army or whatever.
Yeah, they get put in a cage.
So they get into the situation that And I assume that this all was real life. I'm not sure if they actually made people do this or not. But they had in that certain camp, they had a hole with a bunch of snakes in the bottom. And they would put their hostages, or they were making the Americans fight against each other.
Like fight to the death.
Fight to the death situation between people that you were probably close to, you know? And, you know, it brings out the true colors in some people, because they face situations that they probably wouldn't have if you were in a normal state, you know, or like a normal environment.
I think what it is that, you know, those soldiers, the Vietnam soldiers, their little camp that they had right there, they would probably get bored. So for their entertainment, that's what they use those soldiers to fight against them, for them to pass the time.
Because I mean, you gotta think about, they probably hated Americans too, you know, because of the situations. Like the Vietnam War was like, it was bad for the U.S. Yeah. You know, like the U.S. thought that they were just gonna be able to fucking, you know,
go in and out.
Yeah, go in and out and smash Vietnam, and they were not able to. You know, the Vietnamese, they knew their territory, they knew their jungles, they knew everything, their land. You know, they were sneaky and they had a lot of traps and they did a lot of things and it was difficult. So they were put into that situation, and he has to fight against his sergeant. And the first thing that his sergeant tells him before they're gonna fight is that his lady had passed away, you know, and I think she was pregnant, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
I could be wrong, but I'm almost 100% sure I was right. And I think she got into like some sort of car accident and she passes away, and they're about to fight, you know, and they're fighting, and then right when Sensei Kreese is gonna kill the dude or whatever, he finally gets to throw him down under the into the hole where all the pythons were at and all the snakes and stuff. They rescued them. But you know, but because of all that experience, that's how he became that information. When he received the information of his girlfriend getting killed or dying, that changed his whole thing. You could tell, you know, you could tell that everything for him it changed. So that's where he became like no mercy, no nothing, you know.
But like the thing was like that his sergeant or whatever, because what happened was that dude that they were like a sort of like a special forces kind of thing. They got him into, you know, because he was a regular soldier, but that general or whatever liked his style of the way he was, that he wasn't afraid of anything, you know, so brought him in. And so basically the way Kreese is, it's basically that general, because all his, the way he felt, like the way his learning is, you know, like no mercy and all that stuff, it came from that guy. It came from that general, you know. So, and also, like, at the end when he ended up killing that general too, like, you know, that he repeated, like, a lot of the stuff.
The cycle.
Yeah. Like,
and I think that, I don't know, I mean, you probably know more things about, like, as far as, like, there are people in, like, that are like that in the military, and there is a lot of them too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And if they're not that way when they get in, sometimes they become.
Yeah, they become. That's why, you know, they have that PTSD and stuff. PTSD. And, you know, because they remember all those traumatic things.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, but certain people, you know, take their memories a different way. You know, some people can, you know, try to drink their bad memories away. They can, you know, take drugs to get rid of those memories, or, you know, they use the bad for good. Yeah, or they turn it around and try to use the bad for good.
It's crazy how, like, it's every person is just different.
Yeah,
you know, it affects them in a different way. But I mean, to have, like, that's another thing. Like, I put myself into the character's, like, position, so I'm like, God damn, if that were to happen to me, I think I would have turned out the same way, you know?
Yeah, because I think what he was thinking about is, because two of his best friends had fought before him in that pit, so he didn't want to lose any more of his friends. So that's why he chose himself.
Yeah, because they offered, two of his friends had fought, and then so one of them survived.
Yeah,
and that same guy that survived, they tried to make him fight again against the sergeant, right? Is that what it was?
And then the other guy said no.
Yeah, and then Kreese said no, you know, because he was like, I'd rather fight against this douchebag, because the guy was, like, always talking crap to him after they got captured, you know?
Yeah, because and when they were in the cage, like, he said something about, like, I'm not your general anymore, or something like that. You're on your own now, you know, so he said, all right, well.
Let's see who can survive, you know?
And I guess that general or whatever thought he had a better fighting style than Kreese, but I think he learned more from the general. Like, I guess his fighting style got better or whatever, but, you know, a lot of the stuff he learned from that.
That's know, like, it kind of reminds me, you know, like, not to a certain extent, like step by step or anything, but I don't know if you ever heard of, like, Mike Tyson's, like, backstory and stuff. Where, like, his trainer, like his first trainer, it picked him up when he was like 13 years old, I think, or like really young, and basically, like, he kind of like brainwashed him to a certain extent, you know. He would tell him all these things like, you're not here, you're not, like, only the task exists, or like stuff like phrases where, like, you know, he detached himself from there. All he needed to do was, like, beat up people, you know. Mm-hmm. So that mentality, like, where he doesn't get emotional, you know? Yeah. He doesn't get emotional. He's just there to do what he needs to do, you know? And that's kind of, like, how I see Kreese, you know? He gets whatever he needs to, whatever he proposes himself, he tries to get it done, you know? Yeah. Doesn't matter what it takes to get it done.
Or who he hurts.
Yeah. So, it's kind of crazy. And there are a lot of people like that, but I like the way they're taking both the situation, you know, because then you got on the other side, you got Johnny, which was, could have turned like him, but now has shifted, you know, and I don't know if you remember this, but I kind of made this prediction, remember, about them, at, like, somehow they were going to end up together
and
teaming up, and like forming their own dojo or something, which is gonna be under the Miyagi Dojo. Yeah. So at the end of the season three,
well, first of all, we gotta, you know, throw in when what's his name, when he goes to
Japan. He goes to Japan, huh? So before all this happens at the end of the season, right before the end of the season, like the last three episodes maybe, LaRusso is forced to go to Japan.
Well, because, well, he has a, he supposedly they're going to want to sell his business.
His business, yeah.
And they're trying to get it from under his feet, right? Like that.
Yeah, so there was an opposite dealership from the first seasons as well, that the LaRussos had a special contract with this company, and they were like their biggest manufacturer or whatever from Japan, you know.
Japan.
So the negative news about like the media about the Miyagi Dojo and stuff came back as a backlash to his company, you know, because
they lost
a lot of clients and stuff, so business wasn't good. So the opposite dealer tried to take the advantage, and they took away the Japanese manufacturer from them for a little bit. So
he wanted to sell it to him for a certain amount, and he said no. Like, but his other friend found out underneath that they already did the deal,
yeah,
because they already made the deal with the Japanese dealers,
yeah,
instead of going straight to
LaRusso.
Yeah.
So again, because the Japanese company saw that the LaRusso car dealership had bad publicity through the fight in the high school and stuff. So, from season two. So, he goes to Japan, and he ends up going back to where Mr. Miyagi's village was at. Which now looks like totally different. Now it's like a tourist spot and stuff. They got a big old like mall and like modern stuff.
They got Starbucks and
yeah, they had everything. McDonald's, I think. So he ends up going to watch this little theater dance, and he ends up seeing what is her name? Miyako?
I forgot her name, but she's the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, he sees the girl from the movies. And she's already older as well, like all the other actors, and they link up and they go out together for like a couple hours and stuff, and then they introduce his enemy in that movie.
Well, there's one key thing that you forgot to mention of the talk too, because Daniel went to the Japanese office to go and straighten out the situation.
Oh yeah.
And when he got there, they said no, and basically kicked him out. But when he met the girlfriend was the key to get in there,
because
she was the secretary or something like that, so, of the main dude. So
that all happened, and he goes and he trains, and he learns new techniques from the dude that he was an enemy with. And
yeah,
once that all is over, he goes back with his ex-girlfriend from the movie, and she has a friend. And that friend turns out to be this little girl that in one of the scenes from the movie they saved.
Yeah,
he went up to during a big storm to save her from being like on top of a pole or something.
Yeah, so you remember me? And she's like, I'll never forget you. Like She
was appreciative. It turned out to be that she worked for that company. So they were no longer, they were again going to do business with the LaRusso dealership. So the other guy, the other dealership gets mad and stuff. But all this turns into like some other drama. And then by the end of the season, you're left with them going to like unite forces, and Cobra Kai, the ex-students that were following Johnny, come and they all join the Miyagi-Do. And I don't know what's going to happen next season, but I know there has to be some sort of tournament that's going to have to happen, because they did fight for the tournament to happen.
They didn't allow them to do the tournament during this season, right?
Yeah.
Because they were saying that, like, because of all the fighting and everything that was going on.
Is that because of COVID? or what?
No, no, no. I'm saying like during the series, the they were
they went to the council,
yeah,
to like the city council to be able to approve it, and they said that they would.
Oh yeah.
But they just didn't put it for this season. I don't know. Like it was probably gonna happen next season. I think that's what's gonna be like the big thing. So overall, that show is a great show. If you guys like the Karate Kid movies, I would suggest that you guys, if you guys have children, show them the show. And if they want to see the original movies, then you get to watch part of your childhood. And you guys, like I said, you guys get more united.
Yeah, that definitely is a good one to keep an eye out. The one that we're watching right now, I don't know if you've been paying attention to it. But the WandaVision?
No, I haven't watched it yet. Oh, I haven't started it.
So. Bro, something happened. I don't know if you guys want to know about it, but this past Friday, not this Friday, because there's a new one that came out today. So this past Friday, though, something came out. Bro, I don't know. I think it's a game changer.
Damn.
And it was just, at the very end. You know how Marvel does it.
Like
you know?
1 second.
It's just that, like a 1 second thing, but. If you look into it, like, so much, dude, oh, my God. I would have spilled the beans.
Yeah? All right, whatever.
Okay, so, like.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, big spoiler alert. So, Wanda, this whole time, she's the whole universe. WandaVision is her mind controlling the whole thing. It's all. The way the series is going is that like each episode is like a different TV series of like
part of their life.
Yeah, back when the like in the 1960s a TV show, and then it goes like to 1970s. So now we're like in the 80s.
And they're all portrayed into a certain.
It's like a little city.
But is the same city or no?
Yeah, it's the same city. It just keeps turning.
What about like are you telling me that like in the 1970s? I don't know when I Love Lucy was on, but is it like after I Love Lucy, and then like there's another show that you can tell?
Yeah, because
like
you can see. Yeah, because it starts in black and white, and then it starts turning like a
different colors,
and then you already have modern day.
But you can't tell like if it's orientated towards a certain show. Is it just the style?
Just the style. But you know, even like the intros too, it's almost like the old style intros and stuff like that. Well, anyway. So anyway, right now, what's going on is there's a military presence outside the little city. Basically, she created like this wall, you know, not allowing anybody else. The only people that are in there are the people that she either kidnapped or that were already there in that little city, but she took them over by her mind, you know. So, but everybody's acting like if it's just a TV show, you know. This past Friday, they had been talking about her brother, and they were saying, "Oh, well, you know, her brother died, and you know, he was what was his name? Quicksilver, right?
Quicksilver, yeah.
So, they were talking about Quicksilver and stuff like that. Well, the cliffhanger that just finished happening this past Friday, when she opened the door." Salió el vato.
Oh, really?
Quicksilver. But they showed the back of his head, right? And she's like, oh, Quicksilver. And he walks in, but whenever they show his face, bro, it's not the dude.
From the movie. Okay. It's not the dude that did that crazy ass scene where he goes around touching the bullets.
Bro, it was from the X-Men.
So it wasn't. Oh, damn.
So. It could be that that's how they're going to bring in the X-Men into the
Marvel MCU. Universe. Oh, damn. God damn. Well, it was bound to happen, you know, because they got the rights already.
Yeah, so it, like I said, they didn't mention it. They didn't say anything about
but
it.
But he had the X-Men. But was it the same dude from the X-Men movie?
It's the same dude.
Okay,
from
so
the
it
X-Men
is
movie.
The guy who did the little, that whole scene, that sick-ass scene.
But it's not
scene.
The one that died.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
In the Avengers.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
So, like I said, if you read into it, then that's what I'm seeing.
Well, I'm almost 100% sure that you're right.
Dude.
You know? Because there wouldn't be another way.
And the way they're doing it, like her controlling everybody with their minds and stuff like that, Man, I want to say that, that Professor Xavier is going to come out to try to adjust all that
stuff. All that stuff?
Maybe.
So you think she's going to be a villain? Sort of?
Sort of.
And do you ever get to see what's actually happening in real life?
Yeah, they do. That, you know, they, because when they show, like, the military part, the military part is like the regular, you know, okay. And so they've already figured out a way. They, it's like kind of dumb, but you know, they got different kinds of TVs,
yeah,
so they can see like the different like eras of, okay. But like they're figuring out different pieces.
Okay, that's interesting. So it all takes place in her mind though, right?
For the most in that part? Yeah, basically. Well, it's a town, but she's the one that's controlling everybody. The way everybody's talking and the way everybody's...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. The only one that... Well, even... they say even Vision. Like, basically... Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
So she's... In there, she's just keeping him alive, you know. Okay. Just because...
So you think that he'll come back somehow or no?
I don't know. Well, this last part, he was already getting pissed off at her because he was figuring it out.
Oh,
dang. Yeah, because there was things that he was noticing and you know, even like the, you know how in the end credits there's like a little song and yeah. Out of movies and stuff like that. Well, he was talking over the end credits and say, no, but you're not telling me this, and you're not, and he was like getting actually mad with her.
Damn, I'm gonna have to watch it.
Yeah,
it's just like I said, a matter of time. But I was going to try to start it this week,
yeah.
But I just haven't had the time.
Sorry if I ruined it for a lot of people, but I don't know. I just had to...
Well, by the time this airs, it's probably going to be like 2 or 3 weeks after.
Yeah.
So the people who really wanted to watch it, they probably would have watched it already.
No, they put it out.
So yeah. I think you should be fine.
So, yeah, when I get home, I'm going to see if we're going to be able to watch...
To watch the new episode?
The new episode today.
Damn, that out. Should be exciting.
But... They say, like, all this, what's going to be happening in this is what's going to be going to happen for the movies. Yeah.
I wonder, I don't even know when the next movie is going to come out, because, I mean, they got to do the 10 shows, you yeah. know? So.
And then, I mean, they have the What If series.
Yeah.
They have the Winter Soldier, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
They're going to take it to a whole new level, because now it's infinite possibilities. And that's happening not only in that, but also in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, Disney's just... I don't know. Disney's just going to be able to blow out competition for at least for a good while, you know?
Well, I just hope that, you know, the way their series is going, like, they could, you know, add good storylines or, you know, better movies, you know?
I think they will. I mean, it's just a matter of time. You know, this whole COVID thing changed the whole thing. And they probably had... an idea of like making these into movies, but then, you know, they were like, well, we're gonna have to make some money through our streaming services or something because the parks are closed, you know.
Yeah.
So
do you think we're still gonna be out of the Comic Cons and the conventions?
Yeah, they already announced that WonderCon is not
happening. Gonna happen?
Yeah, so if WonderCon's not happening, I'm almost 100% sure that Comic Con is not gonna happen. At least this year.
Right. No. So we're still gonna be in the hole for,
I think, till probably next year, not 2023. I'm hoping 2022 though, but I don't know. We'll see. We just have to wait and see what's gonna happen. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but everything kind of feels like kind of back. I mean, not as far as like back to normal. Yeah. Or maybe I say it because I already had COVID.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I say it, but I feel like, I don't know, things are just going to slowly start shifting back to what it kind of was before. I mean, we're probably still going to have to wear face masks and all that stuff, and it's just going to be a little bit different, but...
Well, I don't know, because, I keep hearing different things, but I feel the same way as you. Like, I go to different places, and, like, sometimes you see people lax, and,
yeah.
You know, it's like everybody wants it
yeah.
to be over.
But
still, like, in the news, they keep telling you, like, oh, there's a different kind of strain coming
yeah.
out. Like, I just finished hearing, not too long ago, I heard about a UK strain
oh, yeah.
of COVID. And now I'm hearing, like, an African
también.
Like, a strain. And then they were saying that everybody's going to start having to use double masks.
The double masks, yeah.
You know, and so, I don't know, you know. I don't know. One thing I don't want, I wish and I hope it stays till the end of the year. I don't want my kids to go back to school. You know, they still don't understand. Like I always see in the news, you know, they want the schools to go back, but the inside learning, the inside of the school, inside of the classroom, you know, that's where everything is just going to be staying. If they would say like something like, you know, well, they're going to be like outside, like they're going to turn the football field like into classrooms, like, I'm all for it.
There's a large population of people who are also want the opposite of what you want. You know, I think they should just give you guys the option, you know, and be like, if you guys don't feel comfortable with your kids coming, you know, I know there's some places that already are opening. Yeah. Some schools are like once a week or, you know, two times a week, or it just depends. But, I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked into too much of that situation just because it doesn't really, I don't have children right now. Like, I want my daughter to go to school.
Yeah.
I don't know if when or how that's gonna happen, but she won't be age appropriate till this upcoming school year, which is not till the middle of this year. So I haven't had to worry about that. So I haven't really looked into it.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of people protesting that they want their kids to go back to school. I think it's more because of support. You know, some students are not learning, you know, at all because I don't know. And even the school system, like I've said it before, it's just not good, man. Like our school systems are not like teaching what they should be teaching,
you know, or like not teaching them enough.
Yeah, or I don't know. I don't know where the gap is. I just know that some students are not learning what they need to learn in the basics, and then they just get lost in the process. You know, and it happens to a lot of students, like a lot of students, like more than the ones that are actually like applying themselves, you know.
The thing I also feel sorry for about the kids is like, you know, the sports and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And this morning I was hearing in the news, I really don't like to listen to the news, or I don't really like to, you know, for the same purpose, like I don't want that negativity. Yeah. I know it's like something that you talk about a lot, you know, about that, you know, keep the positive stuff in yourself, and, you know, and I feel like a lot of the news, like, you need the information, but it's a lot of negativity out there, and they always like to throw the negative stories out there, and so, but every morning my wife, whenever I wake up, she's watching the news, you know, so I don't want to change the channel, but yeah, this morning there was a bunch of kids talking about their experiences of, you know, because not be able to go to sports.
They want to go play in college, you know.
Not just college, but it's just like mental to them too. Oh, like, yeah. You know, and there's been a lot of kids that are saying that they almost thought about suicide and, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's crazy.
I think in Japan they recently had like more suicides in 1 month than they have COVID deaths since COVID started. Just in suicides, because of isolation, you know. So, I was lucky enough to like. I mean, I was precautious in the beginning. I wasn't scared. I've never really been too scared of this whole situation, and I don't know if that's because I know that I tried to take care of myself as much as possible. I don't know where it comes from, but I didn't stop going out.
Yeah,
you know, and going out just for a walk or something could be relieving, you know. It's something that could de-stress your mind. It just preoccupies your mind from thinking about stuff like that, you know, because I mean, for me, I have been lucky enough to be able to switch my situation into, you know, I want to live. I'm happy for being alive, you know.
Yeah.
I know it's only gonna last for so long. I want to make the best and the most out of it, you know. I don't want to be mad or be stressed out over situations that are not worth it, you know. So it's just I kept going out, you know. It's not that I'm not saying that I went out and was in a big crowd and running around and doing all this crazy shit. No, like I took my precautions, you know. I went to spaces or places where I knew there wasn't gonna be a lot of people, or they're not going to be a lot of people at a certain time. Like, there were times that I would take my daughter and my lady to walk to Belpo Park. That was early in the morning, like at 6, 7, 8 in the morning. You know, there's not a lot of people that wake up. Or, well, in that case, there was probably a lot of people that had the time because they were not working.
Yeah.
But they were not going early in the morning. You know, people like to go there, like, afternoon or, like, in the evening. You know, that's when it gets congregated. So I wasn't going to spaces or places where it was going to be super highly, like, populated, you know. I was taking my precautions, and if that's something that you guys are scared about, that I would recommend going to for a walk, you know, even if you guys are scared, like, a little bit.
Or even around your block,
your
right?
Block,
you don't have to go all the way somewhere.
Yeah, because it's necessary, to be honest, you know. You need some sort of distraction from like, I'm just lucky enough that I'm not... I know there's some people who think about suicide, like, a lot. I just been lucky that that's not my situation, you know. And I know how to get out of those situations if I've ever been through that. But it's never been something serious, you know, to the point where I've actually grabbed a tool or something and actually have tried it, you know. Because there are people who try it, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're successful, and other times they're not successful. But
you know, the good thing about, like, the situation in my house, my youngest son, he's content with staying in the house. You know, there's been times where we always want to take him somewhere, like, just to the mall or to somewhere just to, you know. But he's like, nah, you know, I'm good. Like, I can stay here or whatever, you know. But the good thing about it is that too, like, we try to do a lot of stuff together
as a family,
and also, like, in the house and not just out of the house. You know, we try to play poker, or we try to do board
video games, watch movies,
yeah, just to get their minds off just being stuck in the house
and
doing, you know,
and being on the internet
and being on the internet, you know. There's been times where I've told them, hey, you know what, no video games today, we're going to do this, or whatever. I like to do a lot of drawing, too, so I tell them, too, like, hey, today we're going to draw, we're not going to play, you know, so just certain things, you know, just to keep it. My son, my youngest son, too, he likes to play guitar, so he'll get on his guitar and stuff like that, but him and my eldest son,
And your oldest son is bigger, more mature. He'll be able to help his brother out, you know?
Exactly, man. Yeah. That's the good thing. Like, whenever you have... Because I'm pretty sure you don't always want to talk to your parents, you know what I mean? So if you have a brother that... Like, dude, bro, right now, like, I almost call my younger brother... I just have a younger brother, but almost every day. And it helps me out, you know?
Yeah.
Because... like my other family, like my sisters or my aunts or whatever, I hardly get phone calls from them or whatever. But my brother, I mean, he might not answer like on the first ring or whatever like that, but he'll answer or he'll call me back. But it helps me out, bro.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes you get just a bunch of bottled up shit in your mind. And
you gotta get it out.
You gotta get it out.
That's the best thing that you can do, you know? Find somebody that you can trust, you know?
And then who
listens as well, you know?
How about you? Who do you...
I've talked to you guys. I talk to you sometimes. I talk to Benjamin. I talk to my lady. I've had deep conversations with my brother, too, where I thank him for everything that he did for me, you know? Like, I'm grateful.
I know you talk to Ben a lot, too. Huh?
Yeah, al Ben también le hablo. Algunas veces I just... Myself, too, you know?
Yeah.
In my head and shit, you know? I'm like, well, this is the situation that I'm in right now. What the hell are you going to do about it? You know, you can't just be fucking doing, you know, whatever it is that I'm thinking about, or, you know.
Yeah.
I just try to analyze it in my, if I'm wrong, I'll try to admit it and try to make that change, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be stuck in one place. And that's what I would recommend to everybody, you know. Try to find somebody. If you can't do it by yourself, try to find somebody that you can be honest with, you know?
Yeah.
And
I think that's what happens whenever you
keep we all have our demons, you know. Yeah, we all have
Whenever you keep that in there, it's como veneno adentro, right? Like
pretty much it's the things that keeps you in that cycle, you know?
Yeah.
You think that somebody else is in there to get one up on you or something, you know? Like, you don't always have to think that way. You feel me?
I read something today. One of my friends posted it on her Instagram, but it's something like what we're just talking about. But it said like whenever you get into that one position where, you know, you feel that you can't do nothing about it, or you're just getting angry at that situation, go do something different. Go take a bath. Go for a walk, and it just that little something that changes you from one to another, that's
gonna help you bring clarity for sure. Yeah. Like, you're not gonna be mad about it anymore, and then you can go back and try to tackle it once again, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation is.
Thanks guys for listening,
and we'll catch you guys next time. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll be in touch with everything. We have some little plans coming up that we're trying to do, so we just gotta get all the details sorted. But stay tuned, and peace out.